the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
I'll add to that. I'll say welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone, as we get back to it after a very busy hour one. Well, there are now just 60 minutes to go before Mary and I head out for 2 weeks of travel in the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs. That's about to begin. And 2 weeks from today, we will be coming to you live from Aruba. So as we get back into hour two on this November 1st live broadcast, it's just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. For all of you that keep track of these things at home, we are convening for week 293, our National Communal Forum. That's how we're going to start. A programming alert, by the way, that in, you know, about a little more than 10 minutes from now, Cowboy Chef Kent Rollins will be checking in with us today. He's bringing a Thanksgiving recipe for all of you to enjoy. I know you're going to for sure. Certainly, it's a fun recipe, and we look forward to today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment that's coming up. So, as we always look forward to something else, Mary, and that's talking to our local affiliates. We have three of them about to join us. They're three of our 610 weekly affiliates airing the show across the USA. Who's here for the NCF today?
Yeah, we do indeed. All right, let's welcome Joel Natale, station manager and show host with our Erie, Pennsylvania affiliates, AM 1530, FM 103.3, and FM 105.9, WZTE Radio. We have Ryan Pluckelman, operations manager at AM 1400 and FM 105.5 WNZE Radio. That's Clarksville, Tennessee, and part of the Nashville DMA. And Mike Boyle, a local host of his own restaurant show on our Denver, Colorado affiliate, AM 710 KNUS Radio.
All right, well, we're going to start with good morning, guys, first of all. Thank you very much for being part of the broadcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have all of you here. And Mike, we're going to start with you in Denver, and then we're going to work our way back east here. So first of all, we thank you for your service to our nation. And certainly we say, you know, that Veterans Day that's ahead in 10 days, it's important for all Americans to take time, recognize and pay, you know, proper respects. So tell us a little bit about how Denver honors the day. And as we continue to ramp up our focus here on the program for America's 250th birthday, I'd enjoy hearing about things you might be aware of that are coming to the Mile High City in 2026 for America's 250.
Well, a couple things I thought that I would do is I put together, you know, of course, on Veterans Day, November 11th, we think about eating a little bit here on the restaurant show. So what I did was I put together a very quick trip, a very quick itinerary that listeners to your show might enjoy. At 5 o'clock in the morning, Denny's starts with a Grand Slam breakfast for free all day for veterans. And then if that doesn't fill you up, I figured you could go maybe to the Cracker Barrel, because they do a free breakfast as well. So you've eaten at 5, now maybe 7, 7.30, you're still getting a little bit hungry. And then I thought that maybe about 10 o'clock you're getting the hungries again, so maybe you head to Chili's or Applebee's. They do a free meal, and that will get you to 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then Freddy's frozen custard steak burgers. Freddy served in World War II. He's very supportive of veterans' causes. He does a free combo meal, but maybe you just get the frozen custard, and then you take the card that will get you through the end of December, and then 4 o'clock, Golden Corral opens up. All you can eat for veterans, just bring your DD-214. And then after that, maybe you stop off to watch a game at Buffalo Wild Wings and get free Wild Wings. They give us three hots and a cot when we were in the military. Sometimes it wasn't hot, sometimes it wasn't a cot. But then you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and then you stop by Texas Roadhouse, which will give you a voucher for a free meal anytime through March 31st.
Mike,
how's that for a travel
day? Mike, listen,
Mike,
you know what?
You got that all in.
Can I tell you, I love when our guests bring it, and you brought it, so we're not even going to go America 250 because, Mary, we got to go to Joel. Thank you very much,
no
Mike.
No pressure here, Joel. You do not need to follow that with food recommendations.
Love it.
But I do love that. Thank you, Mike, and thank you for your service. So, Joel, I want to go this direction with you. Last time you were on was April 2024. We talked about the solar eclipse. Hopefully you saw it with your glasses and it was a success. But I want to, you know, you're a longtime broadcast veteran. You're an Erie native. I'm sure the area has changed a lot since you were a kid, but I really want your take on Erie today. You've built your whole life and career there, and maybe it will entice some of our listeners to add it to their travels.
Well, what's amazing is, you know, this is known as manufacturing central here. We make stuff out of the steel made in Pittsburgh. But realizing that tourism now is a $1 billion industry in the Erie area, and we are getting really excited for America 250. We have one of those tall ships, you know, it's the Brig Niagara. Mm-hmm. It is the flagship of the Battle of Lake Erie from the War of 1812. It's in dry dock in Maine right now for a total a generational retrofit. It will be back in time for America 250, but it'll come to Erie, then it'll be on the tour. It'll be in Philadelphia on the 4th of July, 2026. And so we're super excited about America 250. We are honoring our veterans with a parade on the 11th, or actually on the 9th, the weekend before. And of course, we get the lake effect snow, so Christmas time in Erie is unbeatable. We'll have the downtown delights. Our central square will be lit with tens of thousands of twinkles, and it'll just be super fun.
Joel, listen, you brought it as well. So listen, Rudy, there's a lot of pressure on Ryan. Let's go to Tennessee, Rudy.
Well, Ryan, we're talking to you in Clarksville, which is about 50 miles outside of Nashville. I know you've got a Veterans Day parade coming up. What else is on the horizon for Clarksville, and I guess by some extension, Nashville?
Well, Clarksville is home to Fort Campbell, 101st Airborne Division Air Assault, and our Veterans Day parade is second to none. It's the biggest parade we have in town, and the best thing about it is having so many retired military in our community, we have so many JROTC programs for all of our high schools. So all of our high schools have a JROTC program that is run by retired military. So a retired sergeant, and then usually it's a colonel, will teach these kids. And so our Veterans Day parade with seven high schools in Clarksville has seven JROTC programs all marching. And you haven't lived until you've seen high school kids in military uniforms marching in formation. And as someone who's had a child in the JROTC program, I can tell you when they pick up their uniforms at the beginning of the year, if they hit a growth spurt, you know it because their pants get a little shorter. So you do see some high waters as the JROTCs are marching, funny. But it is. It's so much fun to
sounds
to
like
watch.
You need to bring a folding chair with you.
Exactly,
when you come
Ryan.
There.
I love that. All right, really quick. Listen, I was going to ask you all about a big election, anything happening on the ballots there in your area this week, but we don't have time for that. I mean, here in New York City, you all know it looks like we're going to elect a communist, but that's a whole other issue we could get into. But tonight, we got to set the clocks back, right? We got an extra hour of sleep. So I want to know, we all say daylight savings time. We'd love to see it year-round. Do you prefer to stay on standard time, daylight savings time? I need 10-second answers. Mike, you go first.
I don't get it. Leave the clocks the way they are.
Okay. Joel?
I'm all about all standard all the time. It's too dark in the morning.
And Ryan?
Absolutely.
Ryan?
Why are we changing these clocks? It's madness. Let's keep it where they're at.
Guys, listen, thanks for being part of our show. Appreciate that again. Thanks very much. Loved having you a part of the program. Folks, when we come back, Cowboy Chef Kent Rollins rides onto our radio. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsor.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's talk food and travel, everyone. It is time to travel the world from your own kitchen. Today's segment is sponsored by Relief Factor.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, and whether it's from being overly athletic, working a physical job, maybe you have an injury or other things, as the saying goes, sometimes there's a price to be paid for living. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. It's called Relief Factor.
Travel can also impact our bodies, and you're going to notice the difference as soon as you take Relief Factor, folks. It's been developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation. It doesn't mask pain. It helps eliminate it forever. You can't stop aging, but you can stop pain. So let us help you turn back the clock so you can go enjoy the good life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. You may have one of his cookbooks in your kitchen. Maybe you know him from Food Network's Throwdown with Bobby Flay. Hint, he did beat Bobby with his chicken fried steak. Or from Chopped Grill Masters. Maybe it's from YouTube, or perhaps you've heard him tell cowboy stories at a Western Heritage Festival. The Academy of Western Arts named Kent Rollins Best Cowboy Humorist and Storyteller of the Year. However you know him, or if this is the first time that you're going to connect with him, let's bring in Chef Cowboy Kent now for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. He joins us now via that show hotline.
Well, that was a great intro. Chef Cowboy Kent, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, Robert and Mary, thank y'all so much. It is good to get to visit with y'all.
Well, we appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Listen, so RJ was in the studio last hour for the Open Road segment that he does. He had to leave as he's headed now to Vegas for the Las Vegas Concours at the Wynn. And when he saw you were on the program today, he was smiling from ear to ear. And he was like, Dad, I love Cowboy Kent Rollins and watch his videos all the time. So love that. He wanted to be here for it, but couldn't. But, you know, Kent, I know your mother was instrumental in shaping your passions for food and the love of cooking when you were young boy. And I'm bringing that up because it's actually something that I can connect with to some degree, as I've often joked, you know, with my wife here, Mary, that she married me because I can cook. My Sicilian grandmother had such a big influence on me when I was young like you. You've turned that into a great career and are a true American cowboy. Give everybody just a quick overview of your background and why she was so influential, your mom.
You know, we were raised farm and ranch down there along the Red River in southwest Oklahoma. And, she let me in the kitchen when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I got to make a chocolate cake. Thought it was the grandest thing ever until I had to wash dishes, and then I decided I better get back horseback. But my mother always taught me, cook what you love for the ones you love. Mm. And the joy of cooking is really watching the people eat it. You know, the smile you see on their face, the conversation around the table. And she was great inspiration and let me know that cooking brought people together as a family, as friends, and something that you can share with others. And it's pretty easy to do if you'll just put your heart into it. And that sort of started my passion for cooking, and went from that to rodeoing a while, to guiding elk hunters, to buying a chuck wagon and cooking on ranches, to doing a lot of food TV, and got really blessed and married the most beautiful woman in the world. my little sweet wife, Shannon, and, you know, the YouTube videos have been good. Got about 3.5 million subscribers, and we just love doing what we do.
Love
well, we can hear it in your voice, and it's so great to chat with you today. So we're going to get to the recipe in a minute, but I have a question on the open fire cooking that you do. So you've been doing this, you've been cooking on ranches for years, and you're using cast iron pans. Like you just said, you've got the real deal chuck wagon. I would bet you can cook anything over an open fire. I've seen your books. I've watched you on TV. I just want you to talk, just before we get to the recipe, just a little bit about why you like this method of cooking.
Well, it really all started thousands of years ago, ma'am. People were drawn to fire for warmth, and then there was one caveman that was smarter than the rest of them, and he said, hey, let's throw this on the fire instead of try to eating it raw. And they thought that was a grand thing. But it's something that, you know, the old cooks did going down the cattle trials so many years ago. When we cook in the same methods that he does, we just have a whole lot more to work with. And fire is made for warmth. Made for cooking, but it brings people together, and that's what really it's all about, to be able to share in the experience, to sit around a fire and feed a bunch of cowboys and or just general people and know that they enjoy it.
Well, I'm curious, what's the hardest meal to cook over a fire to feed, you know, a group of hungry cowboys?
That depends on Mother Nature. She's always in control, you know, whether it's blowing 70 miles an hour or raining or snowing, she's going to give you the difficulty and factor that you have to deal with. But I would say probably the hardest thing is over an open fire is a long cook if you don't have a smoker. You know, you put something on a grate on the far end, indirect side, cover it up with a Dutch oven or something to where you can trap the smoke and just try to slow it down enough that you can actually cook a prime rib on open fire out in the middle of nowhere.
Interesting. All right. So, Kent, since you're with us in our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment today, the calendar just flipped to November 1st, which means Thanksgiving will be here in 26 days. You've brought a recipe that's near and dear to your heart for our listeners. We're going to put this up. I want to remind everyone it's going to be on our social channels. It'll be on our website next week, so you'll have a chance to grab all the details. But, Chef, go ahead and share what you brought for everyone tuned in today and what the recipe means to you.
You know, there was so many things that my mother put on the table at Thanksgiving, and we were poor as dirt. One was the cranberry salad that has the marshmallows and the pecans and the whipped cream in it and the crushed pineapple.
Yeah.
That was really, in a way, like a dessert, but also something that really went well with turkey or ham every time we had it. But it's something that was passed down to her from her grandmother, and we had been in the family forever and ever, but when you can pair that with the complete meal of her homemade cream corn and a slow roasted turkey that we did over the smoker, and then gather around the table and bless it, and you'd always hear my mother say, it's not the legs of the table that hold it up, it is the family that's gathered around it. And that's what Thanksgiving was for us every day of the year.
Well, your mom was a very wise woman there.
So this is your mom's recipe.
And you think about
this.
And folks, you know, as we just kind of go through this, again, you're going to mix cranberries and sugar.
Cream,
you've got cream.
Mini marshmallows.
I love the marshmallow. So, Kent, I mean, you know, you make this every year now going, correct?
Yes. It is a staple that we have at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And every once in a while we'll make it in the summer just because it's a really nice cold dessert to have. When you can pair it with really the sweetness of the whipped cream, you let the cranberries sort of marinate in sugar overnight to where they get a little sweetness, but they thicken. But the crushed pineapple and the pecans really add to it, you know. And it's something where if you're in a hurry at Thanksgiving, you can make this pretty early in the morning and just let it chill, and you don't have to worry about dragging it out at the last moment.
That's great. So again, that's going to be up on the website. Folks, make it, share your comments with us, and we will share that with Kent as well. So, you know, in your intro, I was listening to Mary as she mentioned you've been recognized by the Academy of Western Artists as Best Cowboy Humorist and Storyteller of the Year. I mean, campfires and stories go hand in hand. I remember back to my, you know, Boy Scout and Cub Scout days. So, you know, can you share some thoughts, you know, on your love for storytelling and how that's a big part of the cowboy life? Clearly, you must have some great stories, Kent.
Well, I was very fortunate enough to get to hang around with a bunch of old-timers when I was small, and I wished I'd had a tape recorder back in the early 60s to get it all down. But they passed history along with heritage to go with it. You know, sure, there was some funny stories, but a lot of it was being good stewards of the land, knowing how to take care of cattle and horses, but always putting God first and knowing that you're going to have the best day of your life every day that you're above the grass. And them old-timers shared that with me so much growing up in a saddle or around a fire. And a lot of people read stories, but don't just read them. Be what the story is about. All you got to do is just take part every day and give it your best effort.
Well, I say all the time, listen, if you don't have faith in life, you're a ship without a rudder. You're never going to find out where you're going. I love what you just said. Put
that
first.
Kent, I'm really curious, before we end with you today, what do you think is something that's underappreciated? Because we still have a lot of cowboys. We have a lot of ranchers that are really like the pulse of the agriculture in this country, farms. What do you think is something that's underappreciated about cowboys that you want to share and get out there to our listeners?
It's not all the glory and stuff you see sitting on a horseback and riding through really nice country. Sure, that's some of it. But you got to remember, too, them cowboys is out there when they're getting soaking wet by a thunderstorm or got frostbite on the ears and the mustache is froze with icicles because it's 10 below zero as they're trying to get cattle to a good spot to survive the winter. There's no days off. There's no holidays. You know, a cow don't own a watch and she don't care. Mm. But all they're doing is trying to get the best beef they can to the consumer. And the American rancher and the American cowboy, they will get it done.
Well, yes, they will. Folks, listen, you can watch Chef Kent's latest show, and we totally encourage you to do that. Cast Iron Cowboy, that has him in action cooking on ranches and talking with cowboys. You can find it on the Outdoor Channel. It's on Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And to get the recipes and more that he has, you go to his website, kentrollins.com. Again, his recipe that we just talked around, this cranberry salad, that will be put on our Facebook page at RM World Travel. It'll also be up on our website early next week, rmworldtravel.com. Kent, really nice connecting with you today. Love the story. We'll definitely stay in touch. Our best to you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, my friend. God bless y'all. And y'all just know that it's the best day ever above the grass.
Yes,
I love that. Thank you. Take care.
God bless you.
Thank you, Kent.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
It's so true.
It's the best day ever when you're above the grass. I love that.
Love the person.
I'm going to borrow that.
Has to come back.
I'll give him credit.
All right, folks, go make the cranberry salad for Thanksgiving this year. Enjoy it. Have a little bit of Cast Iron Cowboy there. Kent Rollins with you for the holiday. Coming up next, Rudy's going to reconnect for the right stuff. And Mary and I will be back for the J Block. We're going to be answering listener emails. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called SimpliSafe from SimpliSafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at SimpliSafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by Seabourn. Discover the Seabourn difference on one of their ocean voyages or expeditions. You'll be indulging in complimentary world-class dining and culinary experiences with premium spirits and fine wines. Cruising with Seabourn means you'll unpack once while traveling to top destinations and hidden gems in your luxurious oceanfront suite, all cared for by a team focused on providing intuitive and personalized service. We appreciate that tipping is neither required nor expected. And as you've heard on the show, when Robert and Mary broadcasted from north of Scotland recently, they also offer one-of-a-kind expedition cruises on new purpose-built ships. So visit Seabourn, S-E-A-B-O-U-R-N, Seabourn.com, or you can find a direct link at rmworld.com by looking under sponsors. Well, we all have our daydreams, don't we? For our Right Stuff segment this week, I'm delighted to welcome Greg Buensley. He's the author of a new book titled And Then We Hit Rock. Actually, his book came out in December, but the audiobook just came out, so still relatively new. Since he first discovered Jimmy Buffett's songs about 35 years ago, Greg's dreamed of the island life. Not just the island life, but life on a sailboat. He figured after he graduated from college, he'd fashion a life of boat drinks and gorgeous sunsets. But as it so often happens, life happened. Marriage, a job, three kids. But unlike most of us, Greg didn't let go of his daydream. In fact, he checked with the woman he married when they began dating to make sure she might someday be willing to live a life on a sailboat and visit some islands. She did. And finally, in 1993, when their kids were 12, 10, and 8, Greg and his wife got serious and went shopping for a sailboat. Greg, welcome to the show. You bought a used sailboat, wound up living on it with your family for a year. You began in Florida, went up the eastern coast to the Chesapeake Bay, then down to Nassau before returning to the States. Your book is an account of that adventure, and I must admit to you, reading your book titled And Then I Hit a Rock might give pause to anyone who would like to follow your experience, because it wasn't all margaritas and cheeseburger in paradise, was it?
No, it wasn't. There was a lot of challenges along the way. It turns out that paradise isn't as easy as everybody seems to think it is.
And you had no sailing experience before you bought your boat, or very little, I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's very little sailing experience. I would say it was all inland Colorado sailing, a little bit in Hawaii, but our experience on big boats that you could live on was limited to charters that we had done with captains.
And yours was, do I remember, about a 47-foot catamaran?
Yeah, 46 feet long. I think it was about 24 feet wide and about 25,000 pounds.
And you took your kids on it. You quit your job. Your wife quit her job. And the five of you planned to live. Did you originally plan to just do it for a year, or did it turn out it was time to stop after a little over a year?
We left it open to see how the experience was. We said it was going to be at least a year, and we told all of our family that it was going to be a year. But in the back of our heads, we thought, well, if we really love this and we could figure out a way to maybe start working again on board, we could do it forever. There's a lot of families out there that are doing it forever, and it's a pretty phenomenal way to raise kids. But we, once we got into it, we realized for us it was more of a year-long thing, and we wanted to afterwards return back home.
Well, your boat does detail, and I think it would be very good reading for anybody who has the same dream you had to read this. But there are an exceptional, of course, you bought a used boat. I don't know if the same is true for a new boat. Maybe you know, but you had an exceptional, to me as a novice, amount of little things and big things that went wrong, leaving aside hitting that rock, which we can get to in a minute. But is it because it's a year compressed into that book that it seems to me, fixing things up, thank goodness you were good at it, was a constant process?
It has nothing to do with the year living on a boat. It's like that all the time. We even met people with brand new boats. They have different issues, but they still have almost just as many issues. Boats are moving around. They're on waves. They're in salt water. And things break constantly. And you have to know how to not just fix them, but figure out how to fix them. That's just life on a boat.
And you have to sort of get to land sometimes to get the parts to fix them. And, of course, your food and the things you need. It's a great accounting of some of the adventures and some of the real-life challenges. Not a whole lot of hot showers, toilet backups, that sort of thing. What about that rock you hit? That was, as I recall, you were headed down to the islands at that point, right?
That was actually really close to the tail end of our experience, and it was in the islands. It was in the Barry Islands in the Bahamas, and it was a rock that was unmarked on the charts that we were using. So it was a bit of a surprise to us when we hit the rock. We were a little upset afterwards, and then we looked at our backup set of charts later and found that the rock was actually on those charts. So you can't even trust the charts out there to tell you exactly where everything is. So it's a lifestyle that keeps you on your toes. Luckily, the rock didn't do much damage. It was superficial damage to the keel, which is a part of the boat that isn't going to cause it to sink.
And you wound up selling the boat. Was that a difficult process? Did you warn the new buyers?
We actually did a lot of upgrades to the boat before selling it, including buying all new engines. So both engines were completely replaced. So a lot of the issues that we had, the new owners weren't going to experience. We did have some trouble selling it because, you know, the market, just like with houses in the last year, kind of tanked. And it was a little bit difficult to sell it where we bought it at the peak. But that's just life.
Greg Wensley is the author of the book called And Then We Hit a Rock. He's our guest on Right Stuff this week. By the way, I spelled his last name for you. It's Buenzli. But you can find more information by going to the book's website and his website, which is andthenwehitarock.com. Simple enough. It's a great title. I'm glad it wasn't as bad as I thought it was when I read the title. It did not damage your boats in a way that you couldn't sail. Greg, congratulations for following your dream and for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Rudy.
We'll be right back after this break.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by the team ready to sell your home at, and this is the name of the website, Sell My House Fast. Looking to sell your home? Or maybe you have a second house somewhere that's time to move on from? Maybe you're relocating, or you inherited a home you don't want, or maybe you have a tenant you really don't want, or you're going through a divorce or behind on taxes and want to avoid foreclosure. Whatever the issue, if you want to get cash out of your house now, this is an opportunity for you. For 25 years, the team at Sell My House Fast has successfully bought new houses, old houses, abandoned houses, all types of houses at a fair price, and they close fast. Plus, there's no real estate agent involved, which means no added real estate commissions. They'll do all the repairs, all the cleaning, even any clean out that's needed. And they have so many Google five-star reviews because their offers are fair and their process is transparent. You can reach Sell My House Fast today at 800-734-0504. I'm going to repeat that two more times. So walk slow, walk quickly. I'll speak slowly. Grab a pen. 800-734-0504. 800-734-0584. 0504. Okay. Time for a little Rudy riff. And the topic today is really expensive credit cards. You know, credit cards are important to travelers, not just because of the ease of use. After all, who buys traveler's checks anymore? But because if you lose a credit card, you're not responsible for any unauthorized charges. Unlike cash that, when it's gone, it's gone. But of great importance to many travelers are also the points and miles that you can accumulate using the right card to pay for things you'd normally buy in your everyday life. Those points and miles can be used for free airline tickets, hotel rooms, and lots of other stuff. Recently, there's been a lot of coverage of the fact that a couple premium credit cards drastically raise their annual fees. I got some thoughts and advice on that subject. So to recap, here's the story in brief. Chase decided to raise the annual fee on its Sapphire Reserve card from $550 a year to $795, call it $800 a year. Then American Express did Chase One better, raising its annual fee to $895. What's that? Call it $900. Now, these premium cards are attractive mainly because they come with other perks. They might cover your annual fee to sign up for Clear or pre-check at the airport. My Platinum Amex card gets me elite status at car rental programs and in a few hotels' frequent guest programs. An Amex personal card, as opposed to a business Amex Platinum card, gives you $100 worth of free stuff from Saks Fifth Avenue each year. Trust me, the list is long, but I am not here to sell you on any particular card. The annual membership fee of those pricey cards makes a whole lot of money for the banks that issue them. The trick for Chase, Amex, and of a couple other less expensive cards, and I'm looking at you, Citibank's Strata Elite card, was to make more money on that annual fee. And so this summer, they started to pile on more perks so cardholders would either stick around or join up. First, they raised the points you earn for signing up. Amex may give you as many as 175,000 Amex membership points if you're willing to put $8,000 in charges on the card within your first 6 months of receiving it. Those points can be transferred to any number of airlines or hotel programs. Then there's a $75 credit each quarter at Lululemon stores, $200 toward the purchase of an Oura ring, $120 annually toward Uber rides. That's $10 credit a month. You get the idea. In fact, Amex advertises that if you took advantage of all offered perks, you'd receive thousands of dollars in value. Chase Sapphire Reserve makes the same promise. But I got to tell you, as I got off a flight at New York's LaGuardia Airport this week, I saw one of American Express's fancy airport clubs that platinum cardholders can use. But when I got to there, I was told, no, you can only use a club before departing on a flight or holding a ticket for an ongoing connection. Well, it's okay, because right next door was another premium cards club, which I had a card to enter. Got the same story there. What the heck, I said to the door monitor. You guys are now charging me almost $1,000 a year for your card, and I can't come in and have a cup of coffee in your club as I'm getting off a plane? So here's my warning about these cards. They may come with a long list of perks, but are they perks you want? Is there fine print? A couple of premium cards give you a few $100 in restaurant credit, but only at selected restaurants in big cities. And if you don't wear Lululemon clothes or don't ever use Uber, forget about it. Now, if it's a rich sign-up bonus, all those points you're after, fine. Collect those miles or points by spending what you need to spend, then transfer them to a hotel or airline that you frequent and cancel that expensive card before you get charged for a second year. That's the strategy. Now, there are a number of articles that compare the perks of cards. Just go online and search for compare credit cards. Or you might gather it's a confusing world out there in the credit card world. There's so many out there, so many different deals, so many different offers. If those extras mean little to you, forget those cards. There are dozens of free or much less costly cards out there. Even the lowest priced card tied to an airline usually lets you check a couple of bags at no charge on that airline if you use their card to buy your ticket. That's at least $90 or more savings on a round-trip flight. And as you may gather, this card game requires a lot of attention if you take it seriously. In fact, I have 35 credit cards because I often write or talk about them. Oh, there's another reason. I have those cards. You don't have to. That's this month's Rudy's Riff. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, Rudy certainly fed a lot into that riff today. How many of you, by the way, are planning to make the recipe that Chef Kent Rollins shared earlier this hour? And how many of you have been to our show website already today for the special link to Regent Seven Seas to book your travels and join Mary and me next October in Southern Europe? The clock is ticking on that opportunity, folks, so go get all the details. All right, as we get back to it, and Mary and I take back our show mics for this J Block, we're going to answer emails before we have to wrap today's broadcast. Before we do that, however, we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
My slippers are back, everyone, and they're just $39.98. That's a savings of $110 as a listener of this show. Six-piece MyTel sets are also just $39.88, and premium MyPillows are only $17.98 for queens or $19.98 for kings.
You know, many of you listening are also enjoying the new Rev 7 energy drink. Powered by GoBHB, it contains no caffeine, no sugar. It's vegan. It comes in great flavors like lemonade, green apple, and blueberry citrus. There are no stimulants here either, folks. So order today. Use promo code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y. You're going to save 30%. They'll even send you a three-pack of the Rev 7 energy drink for free just to try it out. I think you just pay for the shipping. Go get all of our show savings. Just go to MyPillow.com/CARRY with code CARRY or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right, email number one, Mary, we're going to get right into this, is from Miles, who listens in Jeffersonville, Kentucky. That's our local Louisville affiliate, AM 1080 WKJK Radio. He's written, I enjoy how much attention you're paying to America's 250th birthday, and it was great hearing my former city, St. Louis, on your show. I've been living in Kentucky now, just north of Louisville, for 8 years, and I hope you'll give some attention to our area of the country, as there's so much to absorb and celebrate. I'm a big Civil War buff, and there are great trails, museums, and battlefields here. The boyhood home of Abraham Lincoln in Knob Creek should be mandated for all school-age children to visit and not forget our history. How about the Daniel Boone Wilderness Trail? He was instrumental in one of Kentucky's first permanent settlements. Please urge your listeners across the country to make Kentucky a place to celebrate America's 250th. Well, there you have it, Mary, from Miles.
Well, there you have it. Miles, I love your passion for Kentucky, where you're living now, and I can see the email. Robert just literally read the entire thing verbatim. Miles, I hope, or at least I think, I mean, maybe you didn't hear how high we are in Kentucky last week during our Destination Spotlight segment, so please go check that out. That's the October 25th show. But let's just say, Miles, that your message has been delivered loud and clear to our listeners across America.
Yes, it has. So, Miles, you've done
go
your
Kentucky.
Job. All right. Email number two today is from Megan, who listens on our local affiliate in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I've gotten a few different emails in recent times from them. This is FM 94.5, FM 106.7, and AM 1240 WTKN radio. Megan writes, I don't know if you can help me or not, but I'm not sure where to turn. I spent 4 days at the Diplomat Beach Resort in the Miami area, and I had no idea before going that it was such a big conference center hotel. They're located right on the beach, which was nice, but they charged us a $50 a day resort fee. That was $200 for 4 days. And all it got us was a pool chair and a beach chair, which were mostly taken if you didn't get there early. Drinks averaged $25. Parking was $60 a day. And a good portion of the pool was closed for maintenance or some type of renovation. After sharing my grievances, all they did was apologize and say they discussed my comments internally. I think this is lame. Is there a better way to register these complaints and get restitution?
Well, this is a tough one. So you can't really get around resort fees very easily in terms of paying for them, but with the pool under construction and you not be able to enjoy it, I do think you have a case. Robert and I are big on having a conversation with the decision maker. I don't know who you spoke with, but you may want to call the hotel, ask for the general manager or the front desk manager, get their email, they'll give it to you, send them a message directly. Actually, we know that property pretty well, and I also would say that they probably have a pretty active social media. So maybe try posting something and tag them to get a response. More and more companies have people combing social media to address issues that come up. Robert, we often ask ourselves about these resort fees. They're a little more transparent than they used to be. The industry forced to do that, but they camouflage all kinds of built-in costs and add-on costs for the hotels.
Just tell us the price and we'll make the decision. Yeah. You know, listen, I'm not sure if the Diplomat Beach Resort actually owns the garage there or not, Megan. So all those $60 is clearly New York City pricing. They may not have direct control over that. And as Mary said, we actually know the property. It's a Curio-branded hotel in the Hilton family. Curio is a step down from the Waldorf Astoria brand. But based on the location that you just mentioned, and it is right there on the beach. There's no question about it. We've been there. And its brand, $25 for drinks. That doesn't shock us.
It doesn't shock me either. No.
You know, I hope they were quality drinks. They weren't watered down for you, right? So take Mary's advice. Contact the property general manager. Follow it up with an email. All right, real quick. Email number three is from Della, who listens to us in Woodlawn, Arkansas. That's south of Little Rock in our affiliate AM 15. 90 at FM 98.9 KBJT radio. Della is asking, I voted in your latest travel polls today and want to let you know how much I enjoy your broadcast on my radio. Where I live, we're into boating, fishing, and camping mostly, but I've been to Chicago, Las Vegas, and San Antonio after hearing your shows from there. Next summer, we're thinking Alaska after your shows up there. Any suggestions that we should be looking at now?
Well, I'm excited for you, Della. You're going to love Alaska. So we've visited that state both via land travel and, as you know, recently on the cruise with show fans. Both are very different different ways. I would keep in mind, if you do cruise, that a large cruise ship is not going to get you into some of the places that we went to on the Inside Passage. You know, we get a lot of questions on Alaska, Robert, frequently. Yeah. And this is my rec. Consider basing yourself in the Anchorage area. You can do all kinds of day trips from there. Even if you just stay in and around Anchorage, there's a lot to see.
Yeah, Mary and I are in agreement on Alaska. I am so glad that we did the land-based travels with our sons first. And then this year, when we went back and we did the cruise, it was an entirely different experience and kind of stacked on how much we've enjoyed Alaska. Great state. I hope you get to go enjoy Dela. And by the way, thank you. How cool is that you've gone to all these other places because of this show? Love it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today, everyone. Keep sending us your travel questions, your comments. You can do that at rmworldtravel.com/contact. And thanks to Miles, Megan, and Dela. Next week's going to be an encore, everyone. Mary and I are going to be leaving New York, cruising down the Atlantic seaboard as we kick off the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs. We're going to be broadcasting live from Aruba on Saturday, November 15th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time. Special thanks to all the guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.